Beiersdorf Chronicle, the podcast. This episode is about the beginnings of Beiersdorf. Crucial for its history is the patent application for the production of gutta-percha plasters. The year is 1882. It is the 28th of March at the Imperial Patent Office in Berlin.
Come in. Name?
Beiersdorf, Paul Karl.
Paul Beiersdorf is unaware that the patent he files on this very day in Berlin will someday be considered the birth certificate of the Beiersdorf Company. In 1880, Paul Beiersdorf arrives in Hamburg. He has bought a small pharmacy on Mühlenstraße, close to the Michel in Hamburg St. Michael's Church. He is 44 years old, and previously he had worked in Berlin, Moscow and Silesia. Now, in Hamburg, the big city at the harbor, he hopes to be doing good business. Thorsten Finke, history manager at Beiersdorf.
The area around the Mühlenstraße, where Beiersdorf's pharmacy was located, was quite a poor area right next to the harbor, and only very few people could afford to go to a doctor or a pharmacy in this area. So on some days, Beiersdorf had only one or two customers per day, and that was definitely not enough to make a living.
To spark up business, Paul Beiersdorf canvasses from door to door.
Hello, my name is Paul Beiersdorf.
Paul Beiersdorf offers more than the typical pharmacist in the 1880s. With his physiological research and his work in nutrition, he draws the attention and interest of doctors. One of these doctors is the dermatologist Paul Gerson Unna, an encounter that will change the history of the Beiersdorf Corporation forever, something that is unimaginable without that fateful application in Berlin in March 1882.
So what do you want to register?
I call it gutta-percha plaster. With it, you can apply medicine to the skin without slipping or losing the effect because of heat.
The gutta-percha plaster was a big innovation in plaster technology. But when I say a plaster, we're not talking about a wound pad like today's Hansaplast, but a dermatological plaster for other skin disorders. It was a self-adhesive plaster, so it was not necessary anymore to heat up the plaster to make it stick to the skin. So this was an innovation. And another new thing about this plaster was that it was possible to apply different kinds of medications on this rubber-like gutta-percha, which had a deeper impact on the skin.
Paul Beiersdorf and Paul Gerson Unna start a fruitful collaboration, which results in, besides the gutta-percha plaster, other products like ointments and salves and medical soaps. In 1883, Paul Beiersdorf opens his laboratory of derma therapeutical products in Altona, which is now part of Hamburg, but back then was a city of its own. In 1890, Paul Beiersdorf is able to offer more than 100 products.
The new Beiersdorf plasters became well-known internationally due to the publications by Paul Gerson Unna in different medical journals. So a lot of these dermatologists and pharmacists who read about them ordered directly from Beiersdorf. So some of the 11 employees that Beiersdorf had at that time handled these international orders.
The success story takes a dramatic turn. Paul Beiersdorf's son, Karl Albert, is a student at the renowned Christianeum. But when, on the 29th of March, 1890, he learns that he will not be promoted, he walks home, takes his father's gun, and shoots himself on a bench in front of his parents' home. For weeks, Paul Beiersdorf does not return to his laboratory. His son's suicide is a heavy burden on him. He can no longer focus on work. Eventually, he decides to sell the company. Pharmacist Oskar Troplowitz takes notice of the advertisement in the Pharmazeutische Zeitung.
When Oskar Troplowitz read that Beiersdorf's laboratory was up for sale in a medical journal, he was still working in his uncle's pharmacy in Posen. But he wanted to start his own business and was looking for an opportunity like this. He saw a great potential in the Beiersdorf Plasters and in the small business in Hamburg. So he wrote letters to Beiersdorf and visited him in Hamburg. And some days later, they settled the deal. And Toplowitz took over the small company after a short transition phase.
It is Oskar Toplowitz who lays the foundation for the Beiersdorf property in Hamburg, Eimsbüttel, where it is based until today. Also, the name perseveres until the present, although Paul Beiersdorf himself was never again happy.
After Beiersdorf sold his laboratory to Oskar Toplowitz, he continued to work in his private laboratory, developing new medical preparations, and he even got a patent for a new kind of sweat-absorbing insole, which he eventually sold to Oskar Toplowitz. But in the following years, he struggled quite a lot. He didn't have much luck with his investments, and the money from the sale of the laboratory was also soon gone. So he tried to apply several times for a permit for a new pharmacy, but was rejected by the authorities each time.
On the 17th of December 1896, Paul Beiersdorf applies to yet another pharmacy's license in Berlin. However, he is denied the license by the authorities. While he is still in the building, Unter den Linden in Berlin, Paul Beiersdorf poisons himself and dies instantly. He is 60 years old. The next day, the Altonaer Nachrichten reports, Berlin, 17th of December. This afternoon, after poisoning, the pharmacist Paul B. from Altona died. The suicide is probably due to financial instability. Paul Beiersdorf's life ends in dramatic fashion. However, there is no doubt about his importance for what would become one of the most important companies on the planet. With his patent for the gutta-percha plaster, he laid the foundation of what is today known as Beiersdorf. Following his invention of the gutta-percha plaster, his modern sticking plaster was developed. Beiersdorf produces it under the brand Hansaplast and has been so since 1922.
Paul Beiersdorf is the founder of our company, and the company is named after him, so his achievements have to be valued very highly. He was not only an outstanding pharmacist and product developer who founded modern plaster manufacturing with his novel products, he also paved the way for the cooperation with Paul Gerson Unna, which was continued by Oskar Toplowitz and resulted in many more products in the future. Unfortunately, Paul Beiersdorf had also to deal with great blows of fate and thus became a tragic figure in the history of the company.
Paul Beiersdorf is a good example of the zeitgeist of the time. All over the world, it were pharmacists who founded what would become major corporations. Besides Paul Beiersdorf, there is John Pemberton in the United States who invented Coca-Cola, or the German native Heinrich called Henri Nestlé in Switzerland. At the end of the 19th century, pharmacies are places where some of the most famous ideas of the world origin. Paul Beiersdorf is no exception, and it all began with that one patent for the plaster in the spring of 1882.
All right, Mr. Beiersdorf, the patent is hereby granted, patent number 20057. You may leave now.
Thank you.
Beiersdorf Chronicle, the podcast. The current issue of the printed magazine is available at the Beiersdorf locations 1, 3 and 5, as well as digitally on the internet. There you will also find all previous issues in print and digital form.